And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, listen, we got a surprise opportunity here to, my next dipper is called Shine is Off the Apple. And it's I'm going to cover down on the fact that there are liberal media actually calling for Biden not to run. And then I had all this prepared early this morning, and then boom, right before I went on the air today, we got the breaking news that we talked about earlier in the show with the indictment being handed down by Special Prosecutor David Weiss. He's brought indictment against Hunter Biden on basically forging the documents to purchase the firearms. So these are felony indictments. They hold a maximum potential for up to 25 years. Well, on the phone right now with us is Jay Towne. Jay is a former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. He had also been a senior prosecutor in the Madison County District Attorney's Office. By the way, when he was a U.S. attorney, he served in that capacity during the Trump administration. He's also, though, by the way, a former JAG officer in the U.S. Marine Corps and held the rank of major. So without further ado, let me just bring him on. Jay Towne, how you doing, bud?
Hoorah, Phil. How are you, man?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for your service in many ways.
Happy to. They paid us and everything. It was great.
Awesome. Hey, let me ask you, Jay, I guess one of the first things out the gate is I know you've seen the indictments. They've come down. Does this carry much real impact in terms of Hunter's life? Is it a lowball nothing burger, or is this a big deal? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a big deal in the sense that, I mean, you get indicted by the federal government, it's a big deal. Like, there's not a situation where it is not. And that applies to the former president. That applies to the current president's son. And it's a big deal. And the federal government is, they don't win them all, but they win about 98% of them. So, there's a lot of issues left to be determined. Now, David Weiss, who's now the special prosecutor, former U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware, David's a friend of mine, served together during the Trump administration. He's a good guy, right? I can't defend how he's handled the saga of Hunter Biden at all. Like, there's not an investigative track that was taken that is something that not only I wouldn't have taken, but speaking to my colleagues, right, that our former U.S. attorneys, not only from the Trump administration, but past administration, just can't quite understand how any of it took 5 years. Two tax misdemeanors and a 922G charge, they don't take 5 years, they take 5 weeks. And so, but I also understand that if you've lived in Delaware your whole life, the king of Delaware, imagine if this was Senator Shelby's son, right? Yeah. It'd be very awkward to be the U.S. attorney that's investigating Senator Shelby's son while he's president or vice president, right? I mean, not to mention a senator for 40 years. So I'm sure David felt those pressures as well. David Weiss, I'm saying. So, but look, there's still this issue of the diversion agreement. And yep. And what I'm interested in seeing is there's going to be a hearing. Now, keep in mind, the United States government and Hunter Biden and Hunter's attorneys all agreed to that diversion agreement in writing. It's all signed. And so they want to enforce that contract. And I'd be really curious keep in mind, the only reason why we have an indictment this month is because if they indicted it next month, it would be at the end of October and the statute of limitations would have run on the gun charge because it was an October purchase and possession, October 12th or 18th, something like that. And so so that's why you're seeing this in September. It's just the way the grand juries in Delaware work. So it's just a charging instrument, and it still doesn't mean, though, that he's going to see a day in jail. Or that he's not going to get diversion. Now, I will say this. If he goes to trial or he just signs your garden variety plea agreement, I can't imagine a situation where he doesn't spend some time in prison. The only thing that's really helping him out is the fact that he's entitled Secret Service protection, and that would be quite a conundrum for the Secret Service to do so in a federal penitentiary. So
yeah,
I could see house arrest or something like that for a couple of years at his mansions in California and Delaware or the beach.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you real quick. We got about 2 minutes left, but there's a piece of this that I don't know the answer to, and I don't know if I'm going to put you on the spot with it a little bit, but But, you know, like when Barr appointed Mueller, we had the scope memo, the scope memorandum that told us the scope of his investigative authority and what his special prosecutor status was designed to cover and investigate. We have not seen the scope memo that I know of in David Weiss. Is this where it ends, or does Weiss have other additional authorities to continue looking? What are your quick thoughts on that?
So quick thoughts on that are that I'm sure he has authorities to, I mean, they all, special counsels always have the ability to find things that are outside of their scope and refer it to the U.S. attorney for the jurisdiction where those crimes occurred.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this, if you're talking about FAR violations or bribery or peddling influence and things like that, the statutes of limitations were very artfully run on all of those charges. So it'd be very difficult. I mean, you got to go back to 2018 from this date today, because they're all five-year statutes. And most of this stuff was in 17 and 16 and early 18. So that's going to be a tough one. I don't see any other charges other than taxes and these three gun charges.
All right. Well, listen, J-Town, that was a quick call-in. We really appreciate you making yourself available to us. That shed some light on things, man. Thank you very much.
Have me back on, Phil. I'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, bud. Take care. That was a great just like jump in kind of call. I appreciate him making some time. He's been busy with some stuff all day long. It's been consuming him, and he just texted me and said, I do have a few minutes, and I said, come on. So, thanks to J-Town, former U.S. attorney under the Trump administration, prosecutor from Madison County, Marine Corps JAG, and got some insights there as to what's going on with Hunter Biden. We'll come back in a minute, and I'm going to talk about the shine being off the apple. It's kind of segues directly off of that last conversation we just had. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.